This is Dr. Minhoff. I'm going to dictate a neurology consultation on a patient named Tara Anderson, TARAANDERSON, date of birth 09/14/1975, date of appointment January 20, 2026, requesting physician Haley Cishispanic, H-A-L-E-Y, S, S, Z, C, Z, E, P, A, N, I, K, C, N, P, Dear Healy, Cishispanic, I have the pleasure of seeing Tara Anderson today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in her care. As you know, she's 50-year-old left-handed Caucasian woman. On May 4, 2025, she went out to the kitchen. She was standing and then she felt odd. Went to walk over and fell down. Son called the name. She could hear the voice but could not answer. Son placed her up. She immediately fell again and had a seizure. This was first time seizure with loss of consciousness, no tongue biting, no incontinence, no confusion. She was coherent. She had a motor vehicle accident many times and last one was at New Year Eve. Since then, she's having feeling of seizure, but no seizure. She feels sick to the stomach. Vision becomes tunnely. It lasts for a few minutes to a couple of seconds. This happening every couple of days. She build up tension. Before that, she's taking topiramate 25 mg 3 times daily and gabapentin 300 mg 3 times daily. She has a history of migraine which happened after this episode. Migraine is frontal, back of the head and neck, sharp throbbing with nausea, sometimes vomiting, with photophobia, with phonophobia, with dizziness. Her memory is going down. She's having numbness in the feet and hand. EMG done 5 years ago by Dr. Lynch, L-Y-N-C-H. She was seen by cardiologist also. Past medical history. Depression. Headache, hypothyroidism, asthma, memory problem, migraine. History of suicidal attempt. Hypertension, anemia, GERD, past surgical history, exploratory laparotomy, ear surgery, hip surgery, tubal ligation, tonsillectomy, cholecystectomy, bilateral hip replacement, total hysterectomy, eardrum perforation, allergy to penicillin, aspirin, cipro, cefuroxime, latex, medication, doxycycline, cyclobenzaprine, buspirone, montelukast, prevalapta, levothyroxine, citalopram, diltiazem, ipratropium, albuterol, topiramate, omeprazole, gabapentin, social history, she smokes cigar, she uses weeds, does not drink alcohol, she is disabled, she is single, lives with a fiancé, have two children, one have epilepsy. Family history, mother alive with thyroid problem, father alive with high blood pressure, four sister. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric and musculoskeletal system. I found out that she is having headache, lightheadedness, confusion, convulsion, blackout, memory loss, numbness, tingling, weakness, trouble, walking, depression, anxiety, joint pain, joint stiffness, muscle pain, back pain, urinary pain, poor control of the bladder, decreased libido, loss of orgasm. Physical examination, blood pressure 120 over 80, heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2, regular urine rate and rhythm, abdomen sound, bowel sound present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice, cyanosis and edema, neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3, speech, no aphasia, no dysarthria, pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation, extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline, shoulder shrug normal, hearing is good on both sides, finger to nose, no dysmetria, there is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, but action tremor present. Motor system examination is strength, right side is 5 over 5, left side is minus 5 over 5, deep tender reflex is 2 over 4, plantar responses are flexor, sensory system examination revealed decreased vibratory and pinprick sensation on the in the left leg. Assessment and plan. 50-year-old right-handed Caucasian woman whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, epilepsy. Number 2, migraine. Number 3, essential tremor. Number 4, memory loss. Number 5, depression. Number 6, anxiety. Number 7, peripheral neuropathy. Number 8, carpal tunnel syndrome. Next paragraph. At this time, I would like to order the EEG and EMG of the upper and lower extremities, MRI of the brain, and blood test already done. Patient is taking Topamax 25 mg 1PO 3 times daily and gabapentin 300 mg 3 times daily. She may need separate medication for a seizure, which I will start after the EEG. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.